You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've had a great show today. I want to give you kind of a recap before I talk about Vivian. We had Casey Conway on. He's a big, fancy economist. He talks fast, but he knows everything. The guy coaches the Fed. He's an economist at the Fed. He goes up and testifies in Washington, and he gets it right. And he's been looking at the leading economic indicators, and they're a little bit top-heavy right now. People are having a hard time refinancing big loans because there's nobody that wants to take a big interest rate risk on a $150 million loan right now, because most people see interest rates going up. And with there no Fed Open Market Committee meeting, that's what all the terminology he was using, without them meeting to talk about interest rates for a little bit longer than they usually do, the economy's really rolling hot with all the numbers. They're going to try to cool it down with what they do, which is raise interest rates. And they may raise interest rates more than just a little bit. They may take a big bite out of interest rates. Now, you know, overall, that's a good thing because it indicates that the market's hot and going well. But most people don't remember what to do when interest rates were going up. But there are ways to get around it. If you're selling a home, people can assume your low interest rate mortgage and you give them a mortgage on top of that, a second mortgage, purchase money, financing, seller financing. It's done all the time. It'll come back into vogue. The reason people like real estate, commercial real estate, apartments, they reset they can reset their rent daily. Hotels reset their rent daily. In office buildings and shopping centers, well, at least they used to have leases that were indexed to inflation. So as inflation comes, real estate is an inflation hedge. You know, I forgot to say that to Casey. That's the big thing, is real estate is the historic inflation hedge for people. So I'm doing that. Hashtag inflation hedge. Look for that tweet. It's going out. And, you know, so it's time to get into real estate. Even if you think pricing is tough, it's time to get into real estate because you'll be able to get a inflation hedged investment. Took me a while to get it out of there. My brain wasn't working good because I was trying to form what I wanted to say, but that's it. Then we talked to Juan Martinez of the Marlins. Let me tell you, I went there. I was one of those original season ticket holders. In fact, they honored us 10 years ago as the original season ticket holders. Listening when the Marlins come back on the show, we'll talk about that. But the bottom line is, when you had to go send in your money, there was no line at the airport. You had to send it in on Monday at midnight. Couldn't send it before Sunday at midnight. Monday there. We were there. My wife was there. We were first in line. We took a photo with the postmaster. It was really cool. I had friends there also. They saw it. They know it. I got eyeball accounts that, yes, we were the Marlins first season ticket holders, but we love those guys. They have a great time. I build great relationships there. It's the only sport in town where you can sit and have a real business conversation and really not miss much of the action. And I have friends that just love it. It's a great slow pace. It helps us calm down. It's close. It's easy. It's not expensive. I mean, my tickets are two people go for $85, including parking. We sit right behind home plate, and that's full price. And they're going to have all kinds of specials this year. So it's going to be really, really cool to do that. And I want to talk a little bit about Vivian. We've only got a couple minutes left. Vivian has been having a fabulous recovery. My particular job, I have a couple of jobs. Number one is I keep the medication straight. So you see me walking around town wearing a mask. It's because I take this really heavy, she takes this really heavy anti-rejection medicine, which really pulls down your immunity system. I touch that stuff. I breathe that stuff. So when they were first counting it out for us at the hospital, a lady wore a mask and gloves. I said, why? She goes, well, I'd like to get pregnant someday. It's not like I'm getting pregnant, but I would like to not get sick and bring it home to Vivian. So when you see me out there, if I'm wearing a mask, look at it as a good thing. Then Vivian has been great. She's getting stronger. My other job besides the medication is I have to measure her pee-pee, her urine. Okay. Yes, yeah, sorry. Maybe
one more time.
Yeah, her urine. Sorry, okay, I may have said the wrong word and with the wrong implication. And so I measure her urine. Her urine production is amazing. She's like a machine. That woman, I'm going to say it, Betty.
All right, Vivian.
Betty DiMartini gave us the most amazing thing. She gave us a beautiful piece of herself. And God has allowed that to be integrated into our body. And it's really working for my wife. And Betty's recovering. She's going to have a good recovery, too. We're hoping. We're praying. We love Betty. We love her family. Go to Barry's and look for Betty's daughter and give her a big tip and a hug. She's amazing. Amazing service there at Barry's. But anyway, getting back to it, Vivian's doing great. She's providing me with incredible positive energy, which I'm going to take with me out there to do my business. You heard us talking about what I'm doing. It's just cranking. We are hot. We had our best year ever. We're going to have an even better year this year. It's going to be great. We've got people calling us, giving us money to not giving it to us, but working with us to place money out there to help people bridge finance and get their loans done. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Really?
That's right. It really is. It really, really is. So I want to remind everybody, go out to Supercar Saturday up at the Lamborghini store, Warren Henry Lamborghini of Broward, up at State Road 84 in Broward. I'll be there. Wanda will be there. We'll have a great time. Then I want to make sure I'm also going to the Marlins event. So I'll be at the Marlins event. Then I'm going to Warren Henry. Then I may even go back to the Marlins event because I just love there sitting and throwing the ball and hitting and such. It's really great.